beautiful weather greeted the crowds with their hats and folding chairs as they streamed through the gates at 11 a.m. Some turned their heads at road crews still working on Esplanade Avenue. Construction on the long-term street project has slowed down for the festival, and Esplanade will remain open to traffic throughout. The city urges festival goers to take public transportation, the streetcar or extra public buses it's added for the event. The City of New Orleans Taxicab Bureau says fares to or from the fairgrounds are $5 per passenger or the metered fare, whichever is greater. There's also improved access for bicycles and disabled patrons at this year's festival. Once ticket holders are inside, they'll find the usual smorgasbord of music, food, art, and culture. The festival's annual international theme is taken over this year by a Native American area. A local performer and storyteller is one of the coordinators.
Well, my name's Greyhawk Perkins, and I am home in Choctaw, here from Louisiana, born in New Orleans.
Greyhawk Perkins says the Native American presence includes folk traditions, music, and crafts from 25 Native groups around the country. He says the audience might be surprised at the range of what's on offer.
When the visitors will go from one vendor to the other, if they ask questions, they'll find different answers, you know, because sometimes our tribes, our nations, are as different as night and day, and there are different languages and different customs.
Just a few feet away, the Simoleon Warriors Mardi Gras Indians kicked off the Jazz and Heritage stage. Festival Productions never ventures to guess ticket sales in advance, but the Jazz Fest lineup for Saturday, including Billy Joel, promises to draw even more crowds, especially if the weather holds. From the fairgrounds of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, I'm Eve Troe for WWNO.